It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farah. Coming up, groundhogs around the country have predicted an early spring today. We'll talk to a human weather expert about that prediction, the winter storm hitting Wisconsin now, and about the El Nino outlook for the rest of the winter.
First, a nonprofit group in Madison is looking to bring yoga into classrooms to help teachers and students perform better.
The organization is called Breathe for Change. It was named one of the Bright Ideas for 2016 in the Capital Times. The program will certify 80 state teachers as wellness instructors by the end of the year, which leaders say could help reduce burnout and increase engagement.
Here to tell us more about this program idea is Alana Nankin, founder and CEO of Breathe for Change. Alana, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me here.
So how did the Breathe for Change program get started?
Well, so I'll take you back to when I was a pre-K teacher, is kind of where it all began. So in 2009, I started teaching pre-K in a Spanish dual immersion school. And as a first-year teacher, found myself, like many teachers, very stressed, overworked, and overwhelmed. And that's when I found practices such as yoga and mindfulness and started integrating them into my life and found incredible benefits for my own well-being. And then also started using these practices with my young students and saw just absolute transformations in my classroom and in their ability to learn. And then in 2012, I came to the University of Wisconsin to pursue my PhD in curriculum and instruction. And for the last 3 years, have been a teacher educator in the teacher education program. So I've had the amazing opportunity to teach courses to pre-service teachers who are then going to go into the classroom and change kids' lives. And last year, my students found out that I was a yoga instructor and thought it was pretty cool and asked if they could rent out space in the student union for me to teach them yoga, meditation, mindfulness practices. And I started doing that, and without me even telling them to bring it to schools, they naturally started implementing these practices with kids all over the Madison schools and kept coming back to me saying, Ilana, it's working. These, you know, kids who had a lot of trouble either focusing or were experiencing trauma are really improving their emotional outcomes. And they said, train us. And at the same time, this last year, I was following 8 teachers who I had taught for 2 years in the teacher ed program into their first year of teaching and created a community to support them. And it was so clear that within even the first few months of their teaching, they too, just like I was, became so stressed, so overwhelmed, and yet didn't necessarily have the tools to take care of themselves so that they can then, of course, take care of our kids. And so seeing the ripple effect of these practices really positively affecting kids and these teachers all over, and then seeing at the same time teachers just so stressed and not have the tools to take care of themselves, I was like, okay, I need to do something about this. And then I started Breathe for Change.
So it sounds like it's addressing the needs of teachers, but it also has a component for students so that they can take part of these same practices. So how do you go about implementing that? I mean, teachers have so much on their plates right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the reason for the stress.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of requirements. They have to get a lot of instruction time in the classroom. How do you make time for yet one more thing, even if it's a positive thing?
Well, so the way that we have structured our programming for teachers is we do a 200-hour wellness and yoga teacher training for educators. It's the only one in the world that's ever been designed specifically for teachers. And that takes place over the summer in a very intensive 16-day training. And so, you know, teachers have time off, so that works. And we did the first one last summer. 34 educators from across the country came to Madison to participate, and it was one of the most transformational experiences for sure of my life, and I know for everyone who went through it. And so we train teachers to basically become experts of these practices, and then we also have a school-wide wellness program that supports these teacher leaders, or we call them our school wellness champions, in implementing these practices not only into their own classrooms, but supporting them in creating the space to teach the other teachers at the school, as well as their students and their entire school communities.
We're talking with Alana Nankin right now. She's telling us about how yoga and mindfulness can benefit Wisconsin's classrooms, the teachers and the students, and she's the founder and CEO of Breathe for Change. And you've been mentioning the practices. Can you walk us through what some of them might be for teachers in the classroom?
Absolutely. So it's obvious that teachers already are like at their final capacity in terms of, you know, the curriculum that they have to implement. And so this is not in place of math or in place of literacy by any means. It's to support what they're already doing. So, for example, we teach teachers little techniques that they can use in transition to transition kids from one subject to the next, something like a little breathing technique or something to focus them in. We also have a bunch of techniques that teachers can use in community circles to build classroom community and the culture and to really improve and deepen relationships between students and also teachers and families and whatnot. We have a lot of times, especially with students who are experiencing trauma or have really challenging lives, there have higher levels of stress and anxiety, which negatively affect their academic outcomes, of course. And so what we believe is that if we utilize these techniques to minimize the stress and the anxiety that they're feeling and to give them the tools to be able to regulate their emotions on their own, then the academic outcomes are going to be so much better. And so we teach teachers those techniques tons. I mean, they get everything from little meditations to mindfulness activities to community building exercises that they can implement in any way across the school day, whenever it feels like the right moment that their kids need that.
Now, one of the things that seems unique is that this is specifically geared to a teacher's mm-hmm. life and the things that happen within a classroom. I mean, I've heard of mindfulness exercises being brought in and the kids participating, but what seems unique is that they're being integrated as part of the curriculum. Mm-hmm. Is that how you see it?
Absolutely. So, I mean, for example, let's say a teacher has to teach young children the concept of prediction, you know? So they're reading a story and they ask children, what do you predict is going to happen next? And in our case, we would think, wait, well, maybe if you took them through a visualization in this literacy activity and you taught them or you had kids close their eyes and think about what's happened in the story so far and visualize that and then visualize what do you think is going to happen next and then have them, you know, see that and open their eyes and then it engages such a deeper learning experience where they're still teaching and getting across the same concepts, but they're using these wellness and techniques that research shows has incredible benefits to students' learning and their overall well-being to help them get to the learning outcomes that they're already trying to do.
Is this a hard sell in schools? I know you brought this to Madison. Mm-hmm. You're still expanding in Wisconsin in general, and you also have some roots in the Bay Area, so you're doing things there. Are people ready to add this on and to bring this to schools and to kids, or is this something that you have to convince them on?
So it has been mind-boggling how it's not even just easy. It's the principals and the teachers and superintendents want this. They're coming to us. They're seeking it out. After the training, we hadn't even created the school-wide wellness program yet, but it was because teachers and then principals were coming to our team saying, we want this in our schools. How do we do it? That we created this wellness program. And what we did was we met with principals of the teachers that went through our program and found like every single conversation that we had was, it seemed like a yes. And the question is like, how can we do it? And now, so we're in 9 schools total now, and the principals have all been just, and the school leadership and all of the teachers at the school have been just so positive and so excited about what they're seeing. And we've been doing 2-hour professional developments that start with transformation of self. Then the second one moves into transformation of teaching, which is really about the integration of the practices into the classroom. And then transformation of school community, which is really about sharing these techniques with the entire school community, including the families. And we've just seen that teachers are coming to us and saying things like, I've never felt this calm in 25 years of school, or this has absolutely transformed my teaching.
I know the Breathe for Change is pretty new. Do you have any data about whether this is helping teachers stay in the profession?
So that's actually one thing that we are really excited about doing over time. Obviously, it's challenging to have those identifiable results within 1 year, but we're definitely tracking it. What we are seeing is, with the qualitative research that we're conducting, is that teachers, is even mine in my dissertation research, who said, I don't know if I can do this anymore. Like, I might be one to leave the classroom, and I never thought I would be that way, are saying, this has fundamentally transformed my life, and now I'm committed, and I have the tools to be able to deal with the stresses that I couldn't previously deal with. So we know from the teachers' experiences and their stories that, yes, it is having the outcomes that will have those significant quantitative outcomes that we want to see in terms of teacher burnout and retention. So it's very exciting.
Alana, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was education expert Alana Nankin talking about an effort to bring yoga to the classroom to improve our schools for students and teachers.